Welcome to the Low Key in the Garage podcast, where all and any feelings are welcome here because I have all of them and nothing is ever off the table because you never know what's going to go down in the garage. We are your hosts. I'm Jess.
And I'm Garage Boy, aka Gerald.
So, yes, we have been off for a couple of weeks. And honestly, it's just because we have been going through a lot and we're going to dive into what's kind of been going on between the two of us as to why what we've really needed to focus on in our relationship. And we've been going through some stuff, so we'll definitely get into that. And before we get into what's trending this week, before we start anything, we just want to acknowledge the tragedy that's taken place here in Baltimore with the collapse of the Key Bridge. We have been currently and will continue to pray for the families and for everyone that is affected by what's taken place here. It's been a surreal experience living here and witnessing it. I don't know if I've ever gone through something like this before. Have you?
No, this is the first tragedy that's like been pretty close to home.
I think the weirdest thing was seeing pictures and videos everywhere on social media, national news and on USA Today and Good Morning America and the Today Show.
It was world news.
Exactly. It was world news. And for that to be here, it was just bizarre and surreal and heartbreaking. And I know it's just the beginning of what we're going to go through as a city and a state, but it's also just the first step in rebuilding. And I will say something that's been magnificent to witness and always is how this state comes together and supports one another when somebody is affected. And it's something I've never seen before, truly. And so to be a part of that and to have a platform in any way, shape, or form that can assist that has been an honor. We just continue to pray. And as far as like, if you are interested in assisting with the show on Kramer and Jess social, and I always share it on my personal, but I'm constantly looking for events and organizations that are putting together donations for victims and everything like that. So if that's something you're interested in, you can always check our socials of how to get involved, because we're always like sharing stuff daily.
Yeah, it's insane how like a bridge is gone. It's just crazy to me. I remember one of my coworkers came up to me and said, "Did you hear about the bridge?" I was like, "No." And he said, "It's gone." And I was like, "What do you mean it's gone?" He's like, "It's gone." And it's just crazy because so many of my coworkers were affected by it, because like the Key Bridge has been there for quite some time.
I know. So many people have been sharing stories of watching it being built and where they were and how old they were and how much it meant. So we just wanted to mention that before we got started on anything. So for what's trending this week, we actually have different stories we're going to talk about that mean a lot to us individually, which I love. Like, this is what I want to. Like, I love when both of us are into the same thing, but I think I enjoy it more when both of us have something different to bring to the table. For me, the biggest pop culture thing has been Beyoncé dropping her new album, Cowboy Carter. I'm just overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed with everything. I am just so in awe of her and whatever arena she decides to step into, her ability just to showcase her voice and her talent and how diverse her voice can be. I think that leading up to the release of this and like how much hate she was receiving initially and continues to receive from country radio and country fans and all that kind of stuff, I think that's why it's so much more impactful, because it means so much more than just her utilizing country influence. I think it's more so, I hate it when people try to tell someone who they are and what they can and cannot do, especially creatively. I know Gerald will back me up on this. I am so, so, so fucking defensive of artists and just creatives. Like, I can't, because when people do it to me and just as a normal human being, of when I decide to change and like someone else is just like not feeling it, I want to pull my eyes out. So with her, I think it's just, it's so important on so many different levels where it's like, no one can tell you what you can and cannot do with your ability and your God-given talent. And if she wants to explore that and utilize different influences, then she can. And she's done that so beautifully. And it's not just country, it's like gospel and soul and funk and like very like Fleetwood Mac and Stevie Nicks vibes and like some very like hints of pop in there. It's like R&B, hip hop, like trap. And the fact that she also incorporated up and coming Black country artists and like their start, like they're already have been in the game for a minute and just giving them a light to stand on. Brittany Spencer is a Baltimore artist who's also on that album that's being featured, which is incredible. Her song with Miley Cyrus is fucking gorgeous. The fact that Hannah Montana and Beyonce, like, is that not the most iconic thing ever? And Miley's godmother, Dolly Parton, is just like, there's just so many things, and I love it. And my thing is like, you don't have to like Beyonce, you don't have to like her music or anything like that. But what pisses me off is if people are just like fucking hating on her and like the energy that she's been receiving as far as like, you don't belong here. I don't think anyone has the right to make anyone feel that way. So that's why her doing this and like the album has been so, so impactful to me. It is. Like, it's so important.
You know me, I'm not the biggest Beyonce fan, but I respect her being an icon and everything. I can't really say anything about the album because I didn't listen to it. Listened through an entire Beyonce album for like quite some time. Mm-hmm. But hey, you got to take chances if you feel too comfortable in one area and then you want to expand. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's incredible. I think it's so sick.
That song with Miley Cyrus you did play was pretty good because it really did sound like Fleetwood Mac or Stevie Nicks.
It was just, I had like full body chills the first time I heard it. The two songs that like immediately gave me full body chills were, I think it's Two Most Wanted, is that the title of the song? But her song with Miley and then the cover she does of Blackbird. That's a Beatles song, but Paul McCartney wrote it, correct?
I think so.
And that's the song she did with like multiple female country artists. And like, it was so, so beautiful. Okay. What is your what's trending story for this week?
This one was a tough one for me. Aaron Donald of the Los Angeles Rams. He's a defensive lineman. He retired unexpectedly. Well, not really unexpectedly. He's been talking about retirement for the past 2 years. I just wasn't expecting it to be this soon. I thought he had like one more year in him. It was devastating for me because I was thinking, hey, man, we're going to be a contender next year. How could you do this? But then everyone has their time limit. Like his quote to Sean McVay was, I'm full.
That's the goal. Yeah. That's the goal, right?
Retire at like 33. That's great. But I thought he would have been in the league a lot longer. Even it doesn't even feel like it was 10 years already. I felt like he's been on the team much longer than that. Maybe mostly because he's the only person I would be able to be grateful for the Rams because they have not been a great organization for most of my life.
Mm-hmm. When did this happen? A couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it happened a couple weeks ago, but this has been like the biggest thing in your life for sure.
Yeah. I'm happy for him, but I'm also worried about my team though.
And that was like devastating for you.
I wouldn't say it was like similar to like Kobe retiring, but it was pretty close because 2013 is when he came into the league. How old was I? I was 20.
He's such an iconic player as well. I think what the coolest thing that I saw, well, I mean, not even, I know this isn't just an Eagles focus thing. I know like a lot of teams would do this specifically for Aaron Donald, but I just thought that it was like, it was so sick to see Jason Kelce share that like he's the only player in the NFL that their entire team's game plan was centered around him making sure that they
he doesn't ruin the game.
But Aaron Donald could not ruin the game. And like, if that's not fucking impactful and legendary, I don't know what else is.
Yeah. Hopefully if they make the playoffs, he decides maybe I'll come back for one last run. But if he doesn't, thank you, AD, for these 10 years. They've been fantastic.
Aww. I love you. That's so cute. You love him. I know you love him. I know. I know. I'm so happy we got to see him play.
Yeah. So happy about that. Got to see him play twice, but would have been nice to see him one more time, but it's okay. I'll get over it. It's fine.
Shout out Rams fans. Shout out Rams organization. I know that was massive for you guys.
Yeah.
Okay, so as far as wedding updates and everything like that, we're just going to get a little serious and honest with what's kind of been going on with us lately. Obviously, we're not going to share everything just because certain things I think need to stay
within the locker room.
Well, no, I'm going to be respectful of us. And again, like I said, if there's anything that I ask that you don't want to answer or anything that I mention and you want me to reel it in, like, just say that. I'm just going to be open and transparent, and I want you to do the same as well. And if there's anything, like if I go too far or anything like that, obviously, you know, you just tell me, or if there's anything you want me to take out, I'll do that too. Okay. Mm-hmm. So just speaking completely honestly, the last couple of months have been difficult for us. For me personally, I have had every trauma and insecurity that I was aware that I have, also some that I was not aware of that I was still dealing with and still needed to work through, have been triggered by family, friends, or something between you and I. Mm-hmm. And I was not prepared for that. That was just something I was not prepared for. And I don't know if this is a normal thing or if people don't talk about it. I've just never heard or seen anyone bring this part up about the getting married process. And maybe it's just because it's something that's not really easy to talk about, but I just wasn't prepared for this. And there were a few moments where I felt like I would say to myself, like, I'm not equipped. Like, I don't know how to do this part. Like, I don't know. And it's just because I've never been here before. But I do think it's a very normal thing. And I wouldn't be surprised if, like, other people have experienced this before. And I think it's just, like, as we've gotten closer to us getting married, it's like there's been so many different things coming up. It's like all of these, it's like you've been waiting for this moment your entire life. And you're like, this is everything that I've worked for. Like, can I do this? Or am I going to bring this issue into this next chapter? Or this overwhelming feeling of, can I fix this? Or can I fix this part about myself? Because I don't want to mess up my marriage, is kind of a place where I've been. Like, do you relate to any of that?
Yeah, how I see it is, the closer we get, like you said, the more difficult it seems to be getting. It's kind of like when you're getting close to the end of something, there's always like this final boss that you have to get through in order to achieve what you want. And I also know that I have a lot to work on that I need to get through. And I haven't been the best communicator at times. That's something I do need to work on, because that's something I haven't been great at for like the entirety of like my life, like trying to speak how I feel, because I've always been this quiet person who is not good at expressing emotions, because I was always afraid of how they would be received. It's been tough getting through that obstacle.
And I think something that I've been struggling with too is, like, as far as like the other triggers from like outside factors, it's an overwhelming process, because I'm just overstimulated with a lot of things, like trying to work through my own personal issues, trying to be in a better place with you and I. Mm-hmm. And also fighting my dark habit of thinking like something or of thinking that something's going to end up in a way that I've seen before that has nothing to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
Since like just things that we've been dealing with and like things that like something that you've done to me, like I'm not perfect and neither are you. And like, we're both going to make mistakes, making sure that there's space to give that grace and our relationship grace instead of pushing past issues and past trauma on our relationship and on you without giving us a fighting chance. And that's been really, really hard for me. And it's not fair. And something that happened this week in therapy, and she was like, my therapist asked me, like, do I think people can change? And I had the hardest time answering that question. And it's scary because there have been so many times in my life that someone close to me has wronged me, and I thought that they could change and they couldn't, or they say that they will and they don't. And I'm learning that I do explode in some sense, but I'm more so implode. I'm more so like internally take that on, as far as like I get angry with myself. Like I almost feel like you should know better to let someone do something to you, or you should know better to catch on about things sooner. You should be able to recognize this, or like you've allowed XYZ to happen to you, so why would you allow this to happen to you? Like all those things. And I mean, all of that is a combination of, that's me deflecting like other shit on you. And like, you have to be allowed to make mistakes and I have to be allowed to make mistakes. And like, both of us deserve like an open path to work on that together versus me shutting that down and not even giving that a chance because of what other people have done to me.
Mm-hmm.
Has been my biggest thing. And like, it's just been kind of weird too, how some things happening in my family, it's almost like God has been putting different situations in my life, showing me that if I don't get over this hurdle, like if I don't know how to forgive, not only forgive others, but also forgive myself, then this is how I'm going to end up. And we've been dealing with that in real time of like seeing issues within my family of what people are still holding on to and like how that's affected them and how that continues to affect them. And I don't want to be that way. And so there's just been so many things like firing off internally of trying so hard not to fall into reoccurring bad habits of my own, but also just generational trauma that is really hard to work through.
Yeah, I can relate to that because I'm also, like I said prior, I'm dealing with my own stuff too. And I'm starting to see like the correlation to the generations before me. It's like, because we haven't had like the best examples growing up either. And I'm not trying to like place blame on them or anything.
No, it's not. And I don't. And like, just because expressing like what we're going through, that's not shitting on anything. And I feel like everyone has to get to a point of your childhood is, it's either like sometimes your childhood is just going to be fucked up. Yes, there are amazing things, but also there are dark things. And like, it's just a matter of accepting that. And are you going to work through it, or are you going to use it as an excuse to not work through it? And also be, as an adult, being able to recognize your parents were working with the tools that they had. And like, that's not an excuse for anything that's happened. And that's not an excuse for any behavior. It's just understanding where they were. And so it's like, okay, this is now, these are the tools that I have. What can I do with them? And how am I going to be different? And I think this is part of it. It's like when everyone's saying like marriage is hard, relationships are hard, you have to do the work. And I would always like ask myself, like, what is that work? And it's like, it's not running away, and it's having the difficult conversations, and it's taking accountability, and it's also being transparent, even and sharing how you're feeling, even when you don't want to.
Yeah, because we're going to be constantly learning new things about each other. like as time goes on.
Yeah.
It's like, as much as we already know, like there's still some things that might come up that like I don't even know about. Like I don't even realize.
Not even might, they will. Like we're not going to be the same people.
Yeah.
In 5 or 10 years that we are now.
That's right. Yeah.
I think another difficult part has been realizing that some of these things you really can only work on with one another. Like you can't talk to your friends about, you can't talk to your family about, like you genuinely have to work on it just between the two of you. And like, aside from like having therapy and a therapist and all that kind of stuff. But like, sometimes that doesn't always, it's not like readily available immediately. And mm-hmm. I think that was different as well. And I've never felt more like, I don't know, like grown up, I guess, in a moment where I felt like this is really only between you and I and can be between you and I, you know?
Yeah.
And that was a growing experience for me, for sure. It's just been overwhelming because I feel like I just know what it looks like when you sweep things under the rug and leave them there. But I also understand why certain things get left there, because it's very, very uncomfortable to move through it.
Yeah, it is.
So that's been a new level of understanding.
Like, childhood really messes you up, no matter like how good it was. Like, there's always going to be some sort of like traumatic experience. It's like, sometimes you don't even realize you've been holding on to that for quite some time. And then one day it just comes out and you just think, wow, I really have to work on this, or this is going to ruin me.
Both of us have been having those moments for very different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's honestly what we've been working through the most. And it's been hard.
Yeah, it has been.
And it's just been kind of weird how it's been showing up, like not only in our relationships, but also in other relationships as well. Like in my life, it's just been really overwhelming because I just feel like God is working in a way of like preparing us for something else. And it's happening from like all angles, it feels like. But I know ultimately it's to lead us to be the best versions of ourselves individually and together.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still really, really overwhelming. And it's like certain things wouldn't even come to the surface if the wedding wasn't happening.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to deal with certain things and you don't have to deal with certain people in a certain way until you are planning something like this.
Yeah, it's like his way of isolating you to bring you closer to him, is how I see it.
Yeah.
And throughout my life, I've noticed that those moments end up being a greater outcome. Like, yeah, this time is hard, but if I kept praying and I kept having faith, then eventually I'll be where I'm supposed to be. It's not supposed to be my plan. It's supposed to be his. And yeah. I've always struggled with that. Because like, I always wanted to be the type of person like, I control my own destiny, I can do this. But that's not what it is. God has a plan for all of us, is what I believe. And this is just one of those trials that we both need to go through to ultimately like succeed in our marriage.
Yeah, because it, like, things that I thought I had a hold on, I didn't. Yeah, I didn't. And I don't know if those things ever fully go away, or if you just learn, or maybe like I wasn't acknowledging them. I don't know.
It really is tough walking that path because there's like so many voices. You should be doing this. You should be doing that. So it's hard to aim for that direction that you think is right.
And going against, like running away from fear instead of, you know, of not wanting to face it head on.
Yeah, because that's like normally something I would do. Because growing up, I internalized things, and it's hard for me to bring it out because I thought if I can like push it down, ignore it, then I can just move on from it. But when you keep doing that, you're gonna implode. And it actually brings me back to like a story when I was in sixth grade. My sixth grade teacher was talking about like, what do you do with your feelings or like bad emotions? And my answer was is, I just keep them to myself and I don't speak about them. And then I remember it was along the lines of that. And I remember she was looking at me in a strange way, like in a concerned way. And that was really interesting to look back upon. Because I said that like as a sixth grader. That I did not even remember that until like fairly recently. It's been a journey from that. Like, granted, I do need to like still work on that, because that's like something that's a developed behavior throughout like my entire life. And it's tough. Like, it's tough on you. It's tough on me. I'm sure it's like tough with like my family, because I don't give them a whole lot. It's definitely affected me.
And that's not an easy thing just to one acknowledge and work through, if that's something that you've done for such a long time that's so embedded in you.
Yeah. It like becomes a part of your personality.
Yeah.
Man, sixth grade. And that was my answer.
It's like not an okay way to handle things, you know. That's not a way that you should have been feeling, and it's not your fault that you were feeling like that.
Yeah, but it is my responsibility to get myself out of it. That's the important thing.
And as hard as it's been, I'm really proud of you for just like one, recognizing and acknowledging that, because that's not an easy thing to do, and you have every excuse to not, but you choose to continue to work on that for yourself and for us. And I'm just thankful that you do. And I'm also thankful for how much work that you've put in just within our relationship as a whole up to this point, because it is so different. You are so different now than how you were in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, like both of us have things to work on, and I don't think like that's ever going to stop. I don't think we're ever going to stop trying to be better. But I also think it's important to acknowledge like how much work you've done up to this point, and not always having like the help, or not always knowing exactly how to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, because you don't want to like continue to live in that, because if you do, you're going to fall back into the same categories that like your predecessors have.
Yeah.
And those are like the generational things that I would want to break. Because I don't want to stay in this state of misery. That's why I do try to, like, I try to push myself and try to find a solution. Though it may not, like, work out, or I end up, like, falling back into a certain habit, I do my best to not want to fall back on that and then use it as an excuse. Because that is not beneficial to me, not beneficial to you. And it's something I want to break. And if going through this helps with that, then I'm willing to go through it. Because I want to fight for it. And I'm going to continue to. Because there's a reason why I want to marry you. Like, you've helped me grow. You've helped me grow more than anybody. Like, I took a humongous risk following you across the country. And I'm very grateful I took that risk. Because I wouldn't have been able to evolve if I stayed behind. And that was all because of you. I got to see your growth, not only on the station, but personally. And you drove me. Like, you're my motivation for everything. My goal is for our relationship to be healthy and happy.
Mine too. I also think that you've been stronger than me on a lot of days too. And I feel like sometimes I don't understand why I'm shutting down. But I feel like because of your experience, like, you're able to recognize that too, and like really help through that sometimes or all the time.
Yeah, I'm a veteran in shutting down. You knew that in the beginning.
But I think that's been like really hard for me to not let it all just kind of like take over and overwhelm me to that point. And there have been days that it has, and you've definitely pushed us through when I feel like I really couldn't.
Like, it's not easy. It's not an easy spot to be in.
Yeah, but I'm really appreciative of you doing that, because it would be even worse if you didn't, you know?
Yeah.
I know that in order to get to where we want to be, there are things that need to be worked through first. And I know it's not like they're immediately going to go away, but I think it's a matter of knowing what's there and being prepared for and aware of in order to be better and the best versions of ourselves, and being in that healthy place and being able to communicate even on the hard days. I think that's been the biggest thing more than anything, is having the really hard conversations when you don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes like being upset that like things are still lingering. But I'm really thankful for you, because sometimes I feel like you understand where I'm at more than I understand myself. And you're the only person I feel like that's ever made me feel that way in my life.
Yeah, same. Like, I wouldn't work harder for anybody else.
Same. And I'm proud of us for what we've done and what we've been doing. And it makes me, like, as difficult as certain things have been, it just solidifies the fact that you're the person that I'm going to do life with, that I'm meant to do life with, you know?
Yeah, I wouldn't have it any other way.
Me either. So that's just kind of like what's been going on with us in the midst of all of the things that go into planning a wedding that I'm sure you can imagine that are not easy when it comes to involving a lot of other moving parts and a lot of people and a lot of other situations that are distractions and just more challenges and everything like that. And that's where we are in doing premarital counseling and therapy and just everything we can to be the best husband and wife to each other and potentially best parents we could be as well. And I think like that's where a lot of the pressure has been. And like once the commitment started to get even closer, because it's like it's not just about us, it's about like the family that we want to create too. And all of this, as difficult as it has been, has brought us closer together. It's brought us closer to God.
Yeah.
And I'm just like proud of who we're becoming, and I'm confident in what we'll be and like what we'll continue to be.
Yeah.
So that's that.
And like on a happier note, my suit finally came in.
I know. It's so, it is so cute. It's the perfect color. Are you happy with it?
Yeah. It was a bit stressful at one point.
That was also stressful. There's been a lot of shit going on. So a lot of shit going on, a lot of people fucking complaining, like it's a lot. But most important thing is that your suit came in, you finally have the size that you want. I feel like the alterations aren't going to be that much because you finally have the size, you know, that you're good with, and it's going, and it looks so good. It looks so good on you.
Yeah, that's a good note.
Okay, so that's it for this episode. Hope you enjoyed it. I hope maybe if that's something you've gone through, you don't feel so alone. I hope that if this is something you're about to go through, and if you go through that, at least you're prepared. It's also the closer and like the stronger you and I come together, the easier it is to block out the other bullshit that pisses me off. So that's been very helpful for me as far as like what really matters and like what you can and cannot control, and also what's just not worth it. And I think that's been another blessing in all of this. Next week, we will talk about bachelor and bachelorette parties. And trust me, it has been a handful. But you know what? It really doesn't matter.
Because it's going to be fun.
It really doesn't matter. So we will talk to you guys next week. You can always hit us up on social media. I'm Jess Do It, JESSDUITT. Do you want people to hit you up or no?
I don't care.
I wish you were like, no. I'm not going to respond to you. Just be honest.
Like, you can hit me up, but getting the response, I don't know, because I'm not really, like, on Instagram as much.
Yeah, he says that's a no. Well, we love you. We love you. And thanks for listening.
Yeah, we're going to go finish Princess Diaries now, so.
Hooray.